91X News.
It's minus one and cloudy at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Heron. Sonia Batta, a shoe lover, philanthropist, and wife of the late Thomas J. Batta, has passed away at the age of 91. The Batta Shoe Company, founded by her husband Thomas, opened its first plant in Canada in Battawa, the town that bears the family name. The company's employees helped establish the Battawa Ski Hill. Sonia Batta went on to create the Batta Shoe Museum in Toronto, which is a world-renowned institution chronicling 4,500 years of footwear. They have roots in Peterborough as well, contributing to the Trent University Library, which is named after Thomas Batta. Thousands of people have been forced from their homes in Brantford because of flooding along the Grand River, caused by heavy rain and mild temperatures. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne visited the area yesterday and said the province is ready to help in any way it can.
At the provincial level, we are ready to provide support. For example, the Ministry of Transportation will be here tomorrow to look at the bridges, because the infrastructure is one of the big concerns.
About 5,000 people from some 2,200 homes were ordered to evacuate their homes yesterday. Brantford Mayor Chris Frelly has urged all residents to steer clear of the river and surrounding areas for the foreseeable future. The Northumberland OPP say they have laid 293 charges during their Family Day weekend ride program, which concentrated on speed, impaired driving, seat belts, and distracted driving. Survivors of last week's Florida school shooting have united with their peers to rally lawmakers in Florida and Washington to pass stricter gun laws, but they are receiving backlash online. Dan Harris has more.
There are allegations of online harassment and trolling. Twitter now coming forward to say they take these allegations seriously. They're looking into them. YouTube pulling a popular video that alleged that one of the young men who survived the massacre was actually an actor.
In the White House, President Donald Trump, a gun rights supporter, took to Twitter this morning endorsing a series of gun control measures. Trump is meeting with state and local officials from across the U.S. to talk about school safety. He has expressed interest in strengthening background checks and raising the minimum age to get an assault weapon to 21. Police say an amateur baseball coach in Toronto is facing a number of sex-related charges in a historical case. Toronto police say a man recently came forward to report numerous instances of alleged sexual misconduct. They say the alleged incidents took place between 1993 and 2001, while the victim was between 11 and 19 years old. They say 51-year-old Robert Humphrey is now facing five charges, including two counts of sexual assault, two counts of uttering threats, and sexual exploitation. Earlier this year, he was charged with for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman who was 9 years old at the time of the offense. Police say Humphrey had access to children through his work as a baseball coach and his jobs in hockey rinks in the city. They're urging anyone with information to come forward. Former Michigan Governor John Enger will donate his salary while serving as Michigan State University's interim president, amid fallout over now imprisoned sports doctor Larry Nassar, who's been convicted of sexually assaulting female athletes. The university's board of trustees said Wednesday that Engler's annual salary will be $510,000. His contract was finalized this week, but he agreed his salary would go back to the school. His predecessor resigned in January amid criticism of the university's handling of issues related to Larry Nassar. The former doctor worked for Michigan State and USA Gymnastics, which trained Olympians. More than 250 women and girls gave statements in court about how Nassar abused them under the guise of medical treatment. He was sentenced to decades in prison. Michigan State plans to find a permanent replacement for Simon. An explosion ripped through a ferry as it unloaded passengers in the Caribbean beach city of Playa del Carmen, Mexico, yesterday, hurting as many as 25 people. Local officials say three Canadians were among the injured but are in good condition. 14-year-old American John Lahoum and his mom suffered minor injuries. The North Dakota teen says they were just free from the blast.
There was glass and other metal pieces that flew out, so there was a few scratches and bruises and some stitches.
The municipal government said the explosion happened when passengers were getting off the boat, and the cause is not yet known. To international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing more legal trouble this week after police recommended he be charged with bribery in two separate corruption cases. Police sources say Netanyahu will be questioned in a new case that alleges he gave lucrative regulatory perks to a telecom giant in exchange for positive media coverage on its news site. Netanyahu's former communications minister decided this week to become a state witness. Jordana Miller reports.
I carried out Netanyahu's explicit instructions. That's the dramatic testimony Shlomo Filber reportedly gave police on his first day as a state witness in case 4000. Filber is Netanyahu's former communications minister. He says Netanyahu instructed him in classified documents to give regulatory benefits to telecom giant Bezeq worth tens of millions of dollars. Police allege Netanyahu demanded in exchange favorable media coverage in Bezeq's popular news website, Walla. Netanyahu denies all wrongdoing. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
In Hollywood, embattled movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's latest round of defense from sexual misconduct allegations has one of Hollywood's biggest stars angry. Aaron Keturski reports.
Meryl Streep called it pathetic and exploitive that Harvey Weinstein used a statement from her in his attempt to dismiss a sexual assault lawsuit filed by other women. Weinstein argued the proposed class action lawsuit filed here in New York by six women should be dismissed because the alleged assaults occurred long ago and the facts do not support racketeering claims. Defense attorneys cited Streep's statement last October that said Weinstein had always been respectful to her. Streep said the criminal actions he is accused of conducting on the bodies of these women are his responsibility. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
That's QNET News on 91X 2-1206. Sports is next.
Are you getting bored with your day job? Maybe you're still deciding on a career path. If you have ever been interested in a career in radio, consider joining the broadcast radio program at Loyalist College. You will be trained by industry professionals to work as an on-air host, station promoter, producer, sales executive, and to complete any other tasks associated with a career in radio. For more information about the broadcast radio program at Loyalist College, visit loyalistcollege.com. Loyalist College, we put you to work.
QNET Sports. The Loyalist Lancers basketball teams closed out the season in the win column as they hosted the St. Lawrence Vikings last night. The women's team held the lead, winning 62-57. Jenny Thompson became the Lancers' all-time leading scorer, now with a total of 1,015 career points in her five-year career. The team finishes the season with an 8-9 record, which places them fifth overall in the East Division. They start the playoffs in Niagara against the fourth place Knights on Sunday. The men's team won its game against the Vikings thanks to a shot from Angela Sarasona with 4 seconds left. The final score was 74-72. They close the season with a 9-11 record and take on the first place team, the Redeemer Royals, on Saturday. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has joined the country in supporting the Canadian women's hockey team after a heartbreaking 3-2 shootout loss to the U.S. this morning. Trudeau took time during his visit to India to send a video message to the team, which was posted to Twitter by retired Canadian Captain Haley Wickenheiser, who is in India with the PM.
You played amazing. It's a terrible way to lose in a shootout, but we're with you. We support you. We send you huge hugs, and we're going to keep supporting you all the way to the next games.
Canada's women had won 4 straight Olympic gold medals in hockey and had defeated the U.S. in the final for 3 of them. The only gold for the Americans until now was in 1998, when women's hockey made its Olympic debut. But Canada's Olympic team has some good news this morning. The short track speed skating team has captured bronze in the men's 5,000-meter relay final at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Mike McDonald reports.
The Canadian team of Samuel Girard, Charles Hamlin, Charles Cornoyer, and Pascal Dion crossed the finish line in 6 minutes 32.282 seconds. Hungary won gold in an Olympic record while China took silver. Girard, who's making his Olympic debut, just missed out on a medal earlier in the day, finishing fourth in the 500 final. He did win gold, though, in the 1,000 earlier in the games. Mike McDonald, The Canadian Press.
On the women's team, Kim Bouton won the silver medal in the women's 1,000-meter short track speed skating race. Mike McDonald reports.
It's Bhutan's third medal at the 2018 Games, as she also claimed bronze in the women's 500 and 1500. Bhutan from Sherbrooke, Quebec, raced to a medal in a time of 1 minute 29.956 seconds in an impressive five-skater field that included world record holder Shim Soo-ki of South Korea. Suzanne Schuttling of the Netherlands won gold, while Ariana Fontana of Italy took bronze. Marianne Saint-Gelais of Saint-Félicien, Quebec, was eliminated in the quarterfinals, ending her bid to pick up an Olympic medal for a third straight Games. Valerie Malte of Saguenay, Quebec, was eliminated in the semis. Mike McDonald, The Canadian Press.
To hockey in the NHL, last night, the Chicago Blackhawks edged the Senators with a 3-2 win. The Ducks beat the Stars 2-0, and the golden season for Los Angeles continues as they beat Calgary 7-3. Tonight, the Maple Leafs are in action against the Islanders, the Wild play the Devils, and the Blue Jackets take on the Flyers. The division-leading Wellington Dukes are in Kingston tonight. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: the clouds will stay as we reach a high of zero. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of -3. Friday, risk of freezing rain in the morning, cloudy with a high of 7. At 12:11, it's -1. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Herron, News on 91X, next at 1.